AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Easter celebrated around the world at the Vatican. Pope Francis offered prayers for the 148 victims of Thursday's college massacre in Kenya. Plus, he praised the nuclear framework agreement reached with Iran. Usually joyous Easter service tinged with grief at Our Lady of Consolation Church in Garissa, Kenya. Church member Paul Malamba says people in the town are in shock after the attack on the college near the church.
It affected everyone of us.
Most of those attending services today say they fear another attack by al-Shabaab out of Somalia. Members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee talk about the nuclear framework deal reached with Iran. Committee Chairman Tennessee Republican Bob Corker tells Fox News Sunday that just the idea of Congress getting involved improved the agreement.
We know that during the negotiations, the fact that Congress was likely to weigh in was something that the administration and the other Western countries were able to use to ensure that this deal isn't worse than it is.
Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy tells NBC's Meet the Press that the eventual lifting of economic sanctions is the key.
It's easy to say that we should just continue to negotiate and effectively sanction Iran into submission. I don't think that that's the deal that the rest of our negotiating partners signed up for, and that's the reality that we have to deal with.
The committee meets later this month to consider Corker's legislation that would require congressional approval of the final agreement. North Carolina police say a man and a woman are dead after an Amtrak train hit them as they were on the tracks. Police say the accident happened this morning in Durham when the northbound train hit the pair. An Amtrak spokesman says the Carolinian continued its trip from Charlotte to New York City after a delay of just under 3 hours. This is AP Radio News. The Affordable Care Act causes a tax problem.
The law offers tax credits for people without job-connected health insurance so they can buy private coverage. It's tied to income, so taxpayers must accurately estimate how much they are going to make for the coming year. If you guess on the low side, there is more help now with premiums, but you owe more later at tax time. If you guess on the high side, the refund checks should be bigger. The Treasury Department says the average refund is large enough to offset any repayment in most cases. Initial reports suggest a fairly even split between tax return winners and losers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Wisconsin 71-64 upset a previously unbeaten Kentucky puts the Badgers into tomorrow night's NCAA men's basketball championship game against Duke, which dispatched Michigan State 81-61. Tonight, the women's Final Four in Tampa. Notre Dame plays South Carolina, followed by Maryland taking on once-beaten UConn. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.